It is now time for
the Rock Cut Feature Band of the Week!
Access granted.
Brought to you by the Lake of Bays Brewing Company.
All right. We got another one here. Now, this one is kind of like...
What's it kind of like?
It's kind of like back when you started on the Mono A Mono show.
Back in 2010?
Yep. And we were a little bit behind the times. We would
be like, oh, we just discovered this new album that came out 4 years ago, but it's awesome.
Yes. That's what this one is kind of like. Because I was in here about, I don't know, a few weeks ago. And I noticed on the side table a vinyl. I noticed a vinyl. Vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah, white vinyl.
White, hey, you know what I'm talking about. Because I've seen the recording. So I looked at the vinyl, and the cover of it looked pretty cool. And so I took the vinyl home. It doesn't say anything on the front. I took the vinyl home, and it's a white vinyl inside. So I thought, this is cool. So I throw it in. Turns out that it's from the band For Esma. I think is how you say it.
Esme?
Esma?
Esme?
It's got an accent.
Accent okay. Aigu?
Is it, or is it an accent circumflex?
I can't really see it because of that pink monitor.
Monitor. It's like the one that goes like? Up to the right, like that.
Oh, yeah, that's an accent aigu. Accent aigu and accent grave is the other one. And then accent circumflex is the one that looks like a little C that you see under C's.
Okay. What's nice. The hat one? You know, the that.
I can't remember. All I remember is a cute little boy ran up the hill and then he went down to his grave. So accent aigu. A-C-U-T-E. Accent grave. G-R-A-V-E.
Ah, nice. Okay.
And I can't remember what the... No, circumflex is... You're right. That's the triangle
that's
on top.
That's the hat.
That's the hat. And then a sedet.
Sedet is
the little C underneath.
All right.
That makes us soft. We haven't done this in quite some time, but we used to like drop a lot of knowledge on the Sound FM
and
listeners and the Mono Amigos.
This
and
is now you've Canadian had, knowledge, right?
You had
here.
An impromptu French lesson, and I hope you appreciate it. Because French is the nation's second language.
Yep, that's right.
In some places it's the first language. Do you know what the only strictly bilingual province is in Ontario?
No.
Just take a guess.
Because the only province in Ontario is Ontario.
Oh, sorry. Province in Canada.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Well, guess.
Quebec.
No, they're not bilingual.
Oh.
Some areas are, but not... They're...
Ontario.
No.
That maybe you gave it away.
No.
Calgary.
That's not a province.
Oh.
It's a city.
Why are you laughing at me so much? You said
I said Ontario.
Was
I did say that. A province inside Ontario. I did say that. Okay, you got one more guess.
Nova Scotia.
Oh, close.
New Brunswick.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
All right. So as I'm getting to this, the reason why we're talking about all this French stuff is because the band was For Esma. And I'm not sure exactly how to say it, but if you want to Google them, it's F-O-R-E-S-M-E. And if you check out their website, it's F-O-R-E-S-M-E-Music.com.
And also their Twitter is at For Esma Music.
Yeah. And it is damn good stuff. So now... The main writer of the music is Martha Meredith, and she's from Toronto. And this kind of For Esma thing is a short story that was written in, I think, the 1950s, if I remember correctly, about World War II. Mm-hmm. So, and it deals with a musician and stuff like that. So that's kind of where that has been taken from. We talked about the cool white vinyl. Up on their website there, they just released a video for... Two of their tracks actually deal with numbers, and they're awesome tracks. I'm going to get to the first track is called...
What's the album called?
It doesn't say on it. It just says, For Esma.
Oh.
And it's just that cool cover.
Okay, so it's a self-titled album.
I think so. It's definitely a self-titled album.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. I'm sorry if I did.
No, that's okay. It's a self-titled album for Esma. Now, the songs I want to get to, my favorite one by far is 302. Not track 302. The song is called 302.
Imagine they had 302 tracks.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be insane.
And then I'm going to get to a track called... All the Evil. And then I'm going to get a track called 250, which if you go to their website for Esthema Music, FORESMEUSIC.com, they have a brand new video for this on there, which is a pretty cool video too.
If someone from the band or associated with the band wants to contact us and let us know how you actually pronounce the name of the band, we're open to that. We're not too proud.
Tweet it to them right now.
We ain't too proud to beg.
Tweet it to them. We've got their Twitter here. Now, other members in the band. Obviously, Martha Meredith is the main writer and everything like that, but we've also got Dave Thiel, Nathan Crook, Adam Balsam, and Catherine Merriam in the band as well. So I'm going to get into those three tracks. Damn good stuff. And it's like a combination of the Canadian band Stars.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. Some of the songs are a bit darker. Some of them are a bit happier. Like, equivalently, Stars is kind of upbeat and happy. And also, I would say there's kind of like a Holly McNarlin type vocal in some of the song. I don't know. Those are the two things I think of.
Angsty at all?
Could be. Like, we'll get into in the track 302. It kind of has an awesome build up. That's my favorite. I'm going to go into that first.
It kind of has an awesome build up?
No, like it has a build up towards the end. And I meant it kind of gets angsty, but it's because of the build up. You know what I mean? It's intensifies.
Well, that's how some... How you convey emotion sometimes through a song is through the actual music of the song, not necessarily just the lyrics or the singing.
Oh, it's damn good.
All right, let's get to it because I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So here it is for Esma. I'm going to go 302 into All the Evil into 250.
Wow.
Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Thank you. got me bound. I've got a guilt, can you keep it from bringing me down? I've got a gift that's got me bound. I've got a guilt, can you keep it from bringing me down? I've got a gift that's got me bound. I've got a guilt, can you keep it from bringing me down?
Truth, 'cause
Here it is for ESMA, the Rock Cut Feature Band of the Week, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. And here's the final track by them. This is 250, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Which way to the window in the woods? Would you take me back there if you could? Which way to the